So do you ever wonder if the rise in crime around the country could be associated with the fact that we've emptied prisons? I mean, you see the rise in violent crime around America, and you have to wonder, we emptied prisons during COVID. You have school shooters being released a couple days after they shoot up the school. And you wonder, you know, why that is. Well, maybe it's because the prisons are getting empty. Think about that for a second. Here's something I couldn't help but notice this. And you have to wonder, is America now Sodom and Gomorrah? Honestly, listen. I can't even believe I have to say this. Superman, the new Superman, is coming out as gay. Of course he is. Of course he is. Because we have to sexualize even kids' comic books. What the hell is wrong with these people? You have to sexualize every damn thing. The new Superman, Jonathan Kent, the son of Clark Kent and Lois Lane, will soon be in a romantic relationship with a male friend, so say DC Comics announcing Monday. The same-sex relationship, just one of the ways that Jonathan Kent, who goes by John, is proving to be a different Superman than his family. Does it matter? Can't we just leave Superman alone, just leave it? Why do we have to sexualize everything? You don't, is the answer. You don't. Leave it alone. Create new characters. If you're so bent on making sure you have gay representation in comic books, because obviously the sexual orientation of comic book characters is the most important thing. But honestly, who says we need to make Superman gay? Why? Can't you have a new character that doesn't know we have to make Superman gay? Of course you, because you have to make everybody gay to do something, to appease yourself. I mean, come on. I don't even begin to understand why that is even. But the worst part is sexualizing comic books. Does anybody see, if it was a straight relationship, it wouldn't be appropriate, is the bigger point that I'm making here. I think you should just leave Superman out of the conversation. And Batman and Robin and, you know, Robin, you know, whatever. The point being is, why do the creators and the creative people in this country have this need to sexualize everything? Is their home life that boring that to turn cartoon characters into sexual beings? I'm sorry, are you that dull at home? Get a damn date. Get a damn date. And leave the rest of us alone. I'm just throwing that out there. All right. I won't be buying a Superman doll for Christmas. Of course, I wouldn't have been anyway. Speaking of Christmas, Black Friday could be very dark this year. Listen to me. There are a variety of reasons, but you've got supply chain backups, so you've got supply issues. If you're looking for Christmas stuff, you might want to do it now, or you might want to do the old-fashioned thing, you know, make something yourself for somebody, do something special, handmade. There's an idea. Maybe just have a big dinner, not have, you know, 10 billion presents under the tree. But I want to go to bite number two because it could be a dark day for Christmas shoppers this year. Inventory is slipping already. Prices are going to be higher. Inflation is going to be there. Let's go, Brandon. Bite two. Go.
Holiday shoppers are already being warned to hit the stores early. Marissa Silva, a toy expert, says the industry is being hit hard by the shipping crisis. Silva says there's a delay of about 6 to 8 weeks for a lot of toys. She also warns by Black Friday there may not be much on the store shelves. Ongoing supply chain disruptions and that microchip shortage will both cut down on inventory and drive up the costs of toys that are available.
Yeah, so toys are going to be, you know, very difficult to come by. That means that's going to be, so if you're looking for toys, not going to be there. And the nation as a whole, I mean, that was from Minnesota. It's a local story. Because this is going on all over the country. Let's jump to Virginia real quickly. Bite number three, and how inflation is treating people on the other side of the country. Go.
Well, prices at the pump are skyrocketing with record-breaking numbers in Virginia. Morgan Dean with AAA tells us these are the highest prices we've seen since October of 2014, with the average price at $3.10 a gallon. That's about a dollar higher than last year. That means if you have a 15-gallon car, you're paying almost $15 more each trip. And as for why this is happening, Dean says one reason is crude oil prices.
The price of crude oil makes up more than 50% of what we pay at the pump. So the higher the crude oil prices are, the more that we're paying at the pump.
Yeah. The price of energy pummeling average Americans. Pummeling average Americans like you have. But here's my warning. There are indications there could be a lack of enough turkeys this year. If you see a turkey, you see a good price on it, you might want to buy it ahead of time. If that's what you intend to do for Thanksgiving and Christmas, if you intend to have a Christmas dinner in that fashion, you should make sure you're stocked up and ready to go, because there could be real problems with that, right? And so just get ready. Let me tell you about getting ready for Christmas. I'll tell you right now. Here's the first indication. It's going to be a cool Christmas here on the Steve Gruber Show. We're going to do the 12 days of Christmas. We're going to have giveaways from people like Wolverine Water, a reverse osmosis system. We'll have a couple of those to give away. Great Lakes Pet Food, a year's supply of great dog food made in Michigan. We're going to get you a sampler package from Patriot Foods. All sorts of great products and services coming your way as part of the 12 days of Christmas. Part of putting the entire list together now. All right. So that's pretty exciting, isn't it? 12 days of Christmas. It'll be happening obviously after Thanksgiving, but as close as we are to Halloween, I thought I'd tell you now, big happenings for you to celebrate Christmas, not the holidays, to celebrate Christmas and the birth of Jesus. Yeah, I said it. We'll be right back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
Confessions of a...